difficult colleagues. Maybe you are struggling to find a healthy work-life balance. Perhaps you're on the edge of burnout, working hard and not seeing fruitful results. At present, you may be unemployed. Do you wake up each morning feeling lost, wondering who you are and where you belong in the world? Are there longings in you that your current story of work is not fulfilling? Does it seem as if you are working in a fog? It was on a curvy stretch of California's picturesque Pacific Coast Highway that we made a quick stop during our drive in the rental car. Our family vacation guidebook had piqued our interest with a story about the rugged shoreline of the Point Arguello area. The day was bright and sunny. A light ocean breeze greeted us as we stepped out of the car. The view of the Pacific Ocean was simply stunning. As we breathed in the beauty of the moment, my mind drifted to a tragic event that occurred on these shores on September 8, 1923. A squadron of U.S. destroyers steamed southward along the California coast. Led by the USS Delphi, the squadron was on a 24-hour training mission from San Francisco to San Diego. Just north of Point Arguello, a thick blanket of fog rolled in. Unaware of the danger that lurked in the fog directly ahead of them, the navigator on the USS Delphi directed the column of ships to pivot a few degrees east. Relying on the skill of his navigator, Captain R.A. Dawes cruised through the fog. Suddenly, the Delphi smashed broadside into the rocky Point Arguello shoreline. The force of the collision split the hull of the Delphi in half. Before Captain Dawes could notify the rest of the squadron, six other destroyers had run aground, their once impressive hulls lying bruised and battered, listing in the pounding waves. On that fateful, foggy day off California's rocky coast, the United States not only lost some very fine sailors, but the Navy lost more combat ships than they had during all of World War I. As I stood overlooking the Pacific, reflecting on this naval tragedy, I was reminded of how perilous a blanket of literal or metaphorical fog can be. It is all too easy to find ourselves fogged in when it comes to those things that matter a great deal in our lives, including our work. Of course, we have good intentions. We do not intend to run aground on the many rocky shorelines we inevitably encounter. Yet we often cruise through life in a fog at breakneck speed without the necessary navigational wisdom. While an unimaginable amount of information is just a click away on the internet, acquiring wisdom is anything but instant. Wisdom requires intentionality, quiet reflection, and a life geared to a slower and more deliberate pace. When it comes to the story of your work, perhaps you feel as if you're navigating a dense fog at the moment. Is it possible your work needs a new story? Several years ago, I found myself in a thick fog as I struggled to understand my work's importance while navigating my mundane world. As a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, whose work is to assist others in their spiritual growth, I have repeatedly run aground on some pretty rocky shores. With the best of intentions and sincerity of heart, I have led others aground on some faulty ideas about how our faith story informs our work story. I have wrongly viewed some kinds of work as being more important than others. On several occasions in my life, I have drifted to the perilous edge of workaholism, conveniently making an idol out of my work. For way too long, I did not see work as an essential component of what people of the Christian faith refer to as calling. And I did not see how my Christian faith and its story of work could transform my relationships and priorities. I failed to grasp that a primary responsibility of my pastoral work was to assist and equip others to better connect the confessions of their Sunday faith with the practices of their Monday world. I regret that I gave little attention to what people do with the majority of their time. In essence, I was committing pastoral malpractice. Truth be told, my story of work needed a lot of work. The Christian faith